news today, oh boy.
It is Monday, August 10th, 2009. And it's time for your quickie news update. A look at the day's news in 10 minutes or less. I'm Nicole Sandler from RadioOrNot.com and Air America. And joining me on the phone today is Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service, TalkRadioNews.com. So hi, Victoria. What's happening? It's got to be pretty quiet in D.C. today.
It's quiet in D.C. The president is overseas in Guadalajara, Mexico. He comes back later tonight, and then he heads off to a town hall in New Hampshire. Goodness knows if it's going to be protested. We expect that it will be. He held a joint press conference with Calderon and Harper of Mexico and Canada, respectively. He was asked a question about Canada's government-run health care system. He said it works for Canada, but it wouldn't work for the U.S., He said he didn't find Canadians scary, but that they were proving a bogeyman for others. In other words, they were being used by people, he felt, in the healthcare debate as a way to scare people. The single-payer system that they have in Canada was being used as a way to scare people.
That's interesting. I wish they would have asked Harper how he thinks it's working, because I've interviewed a number of Canadians and people who work with the healthcare system there who, you know, pretty much love it. Obviously, they're always going to have some complaints, but for the most part, I'm hearing only positive things about it.
You know, many people have positive things to say about it. I grew up under a national health care system. It worked for me. I survived, so... Mm-hmm. Different systems work for different people.
Yep.
Meantime, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, is in Kinshasa in the Congo today. She wants to press for an end to the conflict in the eastern Congo. She's also underscoring the enormous problem of sexual violence. Hundreds of thousands of women have been sexually assaulted by the various warring factions. Fighting has gone on for more than a decade. The UN has over 17,000 peacekeepers there. She said, quote, women are being turned into weapons of war. When she meets with the president and other Congolese officials tomorrow, she said, we are going to press them on working on ways to end this conflict. She said that even their military in the Congo needs professionalizing. Even their own forces are among the worst offenders when it comes to violence against civilians.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's interesting. That's a part of the world we don't hear a lot about. So it's interesting hearing what's going on over there.
Yeah, and important to know about. Meantime, the White House, aware that it's not been ahead of the game, really, when it's come to dealing with some of the statements in terms of health care that it feels are not accurate, launched today a new website, whitehouse.gov/reality check, that is similar to the website that it had during the campaign that dealt with the attacks on President Obama, things like that Michelle went to a hotel and ordered caviar, or she never stayed at a hotel and ordered caviar, things like that. Well, this one deals with falsehoods in the healthcare debate, what they would call falsehoods, things like euthanasia, veterans benefits, rationing, things like that. So people can go to that website and click on videos and hear people speak, hear members of the administration speak directly to them and directly to these issues.
Good.
And that launched today.
Good. It's about time. They need to get out in front of this stuff.
And that's what they feel they're doing. The president has 4 town halls this week and certainly hopes to get ahead of it. There will undoubtedly be protests at those town halls. It'll be interesting to see how the White House handles it, how the White House handles the security of this, because this will be the first time, really, that he's come up against significant opposition at any kind of town hall. So that will be very interesting.
Definitely. What's also interesting is that he's holding one of these in Montana, in Max Baucus country. And, you know, Max Baucus, of course, the one who heads up the Senate Finance Committee, which has really shut down, not only took single payer off the table, but is really sort of killing off the public option in the Senate. So that'll be one to watch.
Yes. Yes, it will. The first one kicks off Tuesday in New Hampshire, where the Morton Town Hall was effectively born. Meantime, General McChrystal, who's the head general in Afghanistan, gave a very interesting interview to the Wall Street Journal in which he basically said the Taliban has the upper hand, is effectively winning. that it's doing very well in the volatile southern city of Kandahar, where we've he wouldn't concede that we've taken our eye off the ball, but we kind of sort of have taken our eye off the ball because we've been concentrating on Helmand province, where we're trying to deal with the poppy situation. Mm-hmm. We're now trying to deal with Kandahar, but we have a huge problem in Afghanistan, according to General McChrystal. We're spending $4 billion a month there. We've lost 12 troops so far this month. They're doing a major review of our strategy and our tactics in Afghanistan, what our role is, what our plans are, and what he's planning for the future. He's going to be directing a very significant expansion of the Afghan army and national police, but also what he's planning to do in terms of calling for more American troops. We do not know yet what he's going to be asking for.
Yeah, and didn't we just see another story break over the weekend that some signs point to us being there for 40 years?
I saw that story too. We simply don't know.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm hating the whole situation in Afghanistan right now. This is going to turn out, I think, to be Obama's undoing if he doesn't get a handle on it soon.
It could very well. It could very well.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Anything else?
One other story, not a political story, but a fascinating one. There's an investigation by the Hearst Corporation says an estimated 200,000 Americans will die this year from preventable medical errors and hospital infections.
Wow. Yeah, well, we all hear those stories where someone goes in the hospital to get treated for something and they contract some other infection just from being in the hospital and they die.
So right.
Wow.
And 20 states have no medical error reporting system in place.
Lovely. Oh, yes, our healthcare system is just fine here in the U.S., right?
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Victoria Jones of the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And that's it for today's Quickie News Update. Be listening tonight, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, as I kick off another week on Air America Radio, streaming live at airamerica.com. Tonight, I will be joined by Frank Schaefer, who spent a lot of time with the right-wing fringe, the crazies, who has a few words to say to his former colleagues, if you will, about their disrupting of town hall meetings. So be listening for that. I'll also be joined by Ryan Grimm of Huffington Post, who always has a lot to tell us, and you as well. Tonight, 11 to 1, Air America. Thanks for listening. I'm Nicole Sandler, radio or not.